So old Bob planned to bring up baby Glint the cutthroat pirate to be a respectable young man who never went into space? Rose asked once they were inside the TARDIS. The doctor was busy at the controls. That's about it. But will he grow up to be a murdering crazy pirate anyway? With the start Bob and Kevin have given him, I doubt it. And, the doctor said as the TARDIS engines groaned into life, they do have Glint's treasure to see them through the rough times. Yeah. Then Rose realised what he'd just said. What? That mock-up in Bob's house, it's no more a work of art than McCavity's hideous death scene. Is the real thing. I imagine Bob discreetly sells off odd bits when he needs the cash. Which would be how the medallion got into McCavity's hands in the first place. Bob just didn't realise what it was. Glint would have kept that a secret. And what about Silver Sally? Rose wondered. The doctor sighed and looked up from the controls. Like I said, she's made her choice. Warning lights flashed in time with the klaxon. The whole pod was shaking as it tumbled out of control. If Sally had stopped to think rather than acting out of blind rage, she'd have realised the pod must have some systems that would be affected by this egg. That was, after all, why it was stuck here in the first place. Life support was not something she'd needed until she sacrificed part of her metal soul to humanity. It never occurred to her that it might fail and take the other systems with it. Now life support was killing her. That was a laugh. She could feel the cabin pressure increasing as the atmosphere pumps went crazy. Once the pod ruptured, she'd be able to get out. Then she could at least get to the edge of the Zeg, literally under her own steam. Parts of her would die from lack of oxygen, but the essential Salvo 750 would survive and wait and be rescued one day. There was a sound like breaking ice, a dry cracking from the observation window. Soon it would shatter into pieces and let her out, but as she watched and waited, more of the ceiling collapsed. A heavy metal stanchion struck her across the back, hammering Sally forward into the window and pinning her in position. She was spread-eagled across the cracking glass, staring out into the blackness, staring at the waiting Kraks. And as the glass began to break, the air in the pod was sucked out, and she was floating suddenly free through the silent blackness.